thinking he's out of jail?
Actually, number 078561. That's his new name. Which time? He's only been in four different times now.
But he's in again now. He turned himself in a couple of days ago.
I'm telling you what. We'll let him out of jail long enough to sing this song
next. Kind of like Otis the Drunk, you know. I think I want a place to stay today. Let me in the jail, please. You know, he's kind of like that. He just turns himself in from time to time. Well, I don't have anything to do this week. I'll go be in jail a couple of days.
Oh, God. It's 12 after. What do we have in sports right now?
Well, a lot of bowl games yet today. The Fiesta Bowl at Arizona, Michigan over Nebraska, 27-23. Texas A&M took Auburn, 36-16 in the Cotton Bowl.
Aggies, huh?
Yeah. Rose Bowl, which is not to be confused with Pete's Toilet. By the way, it was UCLA over Iowa, 45-28. just getting that one now. If we'd have been up yesterday, you'd have heard me do that joke yesterday. But, I mean, it's a seasonal type of thing. We've got to get as much mileage out of these as we can. The Sugar Bowl was yesterday in New Orleans, Tennessee, over Miami of Florida, 35-7. Orange Bowl, number 3, Oklahoma, upset. Number 1, Penn State, 25-10. NHL, Washington, Toronto, and Chicago winners yesterday in the NBA. One game, Sixers over the Trailblazers in overtime, 121-119. No major action in top 20 college basketball yesterday.
Uh-huh. We forgot about the Fruit Bowl, where San Francisco State took on Fire Island University.
And we forgot about the 43-man Squamish match, in which Sam Houston Institute of Technology defeated the Community University of Northern Tennessee.
Kiss FM, 717 right now. The only difference between David Crosby and everybody else is
David sings through his nose.
No, David got caught, you see. Everybody else didn't get caught. That's why he's sitting there breaking rocks in the hot sun right now.
What kind of rocks, I wonder? I want to answer that when he gets there, what he's in there for.
Only difference between him and John DeLorean is a $600 suit, you know? I mean, and a good-looking wife.
I mean, I don't think David owns a car company either.
717 right now.
I wonder if David's any relation to Bing. You know, they both seem to like snow a lot.
Yeah, that's true. Think about that. Kiss FM, that's a song that Pat dedicates to his favorite restaurant.
It's, a burning heart. Excuse me.
20 after 7.
Living Well Fitness.
Kiss FM, 731. 21 away from the 21. What am I thinking about? I
think that's 21.
I think the remnants of New Year's Eve are still with me here.
You were giving the time in Chicago is what you were doing, I believe.
It's 29 away from 8 o'clock is what it is.
There you go.
I'm reading here the National Enquirer.
Oh, my favorite magazine.
Good news for Kent Compton here.
Oh, really?
It says here, grouchy old people live longer. Cheerful ones die younger.
What does it say about fat ones? Well, I guess, you know, being fat makes you jolly. So I guess, you know, if he's, you know, therefore I guess he, you know, that's a good point, you know, in his favor there. But,
Seriously,
grouchy old people live longer.
So that's what this study says.
Well, that kind of goes hand in hand with saying that only the good die young.
Yeah, exactly.
The grouchy and old just hang around forever. Don't
so they? If you want to live a long time, just be an ass. Kiss FM with the Spies Like Us. You seen the movie yet?
Haven't seen that yet. Is it good?
I've heard it's pretty good. I haven't been yet either.
Huh? Sort of, it's probably pretty funny, you know, with Chevy Chase and Aykroyd's in that, too, isn't it?
Aykroyd's in that, yeah.
Yeah. I thought it'd be pretty good. Why don't we see if we can get our boss to buy us tickets and send it to his...
I was going to say, I can't go see the movie until the theater lets us in free.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You know, we ought to be able to work out some way we can get in to see it free.
I mean, those are luxuries that disc jockeys don't afford, you know?
I mean, that's just good, clean American, you know, wisdom there, thinking of ways to get into things free that normally cost you.
I see Connie Francis, looking here, the National Perspirer. Connie Francis has been committed to a psycho ward.
Gee, I wonder why.
I guess you got tired of Ted Turner advertising her records over and over.
Good old Ted. Yes, one of my favorite friends here. Let's see if we can have him as the guest on the show one morning.
What a way to make a living, selling Ginzu knives and Connie Francis records. I mean.
And bamboo steamers, of course. You don't want to leave those out. You know, a lot of interesting things have happened on this day. January the 2nd. I bet you don't know what happened on this day in 1965, do you? Nor do you care, do you?
Not really.
The Jets signed Joe Namath on this day in 1965 for $400,000.
That was a lot of money back in those days.
Yeah, really. And on this day in 1960, Kennedy was... prominent in politics. He announced his candidacy for the presidential nomination on this day, 1960. Of course, on this day in 1921, some broadcasting history here. Religious services were broadcast for the first time when KDKA Radio in Pittsburgh aired the regular Sunday service of the city's Calvary Episcopal Church.
What if they sold those nightlights back?
Yeah, I'm sure they were sponsored by the Bethlehem Products Company of Woodcliffe Lake, New Jersey. Makers and distributors of the Jesus Nightlight. Right. A lot of other interesting things. What else have we got today? A lot of birthdays today. We'll do the birthdays later on.
Yeah, if you got any birthdays yourself, by the way, give us a call.
Yeah, we need to get some people in, you know, for the birthday club here later on.
Second day of January, being a... What are you if you're born on this day? Capricorn.
Capricorn.
Capricorn?
I think so. No, let's see. Well, I'm Sagittarius. I'm the 19th, and I believe it changes over right after that. But maybe it is Capricorn.
Hey, by the way, it's time for that morning mystery oldie. Speaking about things from the past here, this song was released in the year 1966. And if you can correctly identify the title and artist of this song here, we'll give you a Kiss FM long sleeve jersey. That's all I got, I think. No albums down there. No, it's the long sleeve jersey, okay?
Yeah, we gave away all the good stuff before Christmas.
No, actually, we gave away all the good stuff before ratings were over.
That's the way the business works, though. You know,
so anyway, title and artist of this song for a long sleeve jersey on Kiss FM. Listen very closely. And not this song here either. I can hear everybody calling out. That's Matthew Wilder.
Was Oscar Wilde? Was Matthew Wilder?
21 away from 8. It's 22 in Asheville, 27 in the upstate right now. Beautiful day on the way at Kiss FM. Oh, good God. What am I going to do now?
Break your hide. We've been in this for 10 years now. I mean, we, if anyone, should know what to do right now. You know.
What happened was I got a winner all of a sudden.
Yeah, we have a winner on the phone. We're going to tell you all about that here in a couple of seconds. Someone who has identified the mystery oldie this morning.
Hey, Pat, to that lady who called from Marion, North Carolina on the
other. That said we were creeps.
Here's a good one for you, lady. Are you ready? One, two, three. For all the girls down at Manhattan Shirt Outlet, by the way. She called up and wanted to hear this tune here.
They'd give you these shirts off their backs,
wouldn't
they? There
you go. We'll just give you George Michael. How's that?
Yeah, give him to somebody, please.
Kiss FM. It's 7:46 right now.
Now, we want to say song there.
Yeah, my favorite. We want to say hi to Tanya, who lives in Greenville, works down there at King Arthur's Haircutting Place, snipping that hair.
Snipping that hair down there. I don't have mine snipped. I freeze mine and break it off.
Boy, that's the...
looks neater that way.
That's funny. When people get these T-shirts, you know, you always ask them their size. And it's kind of funny when a woman says, I want an extra large... Kind of makes you want to wonder, you know, whether they use it to sleep in or whether they...
Whether they look like Kent with a wig.
Or like William Perry.
Really. Also, anyone else we'd like to say hi to this morning? We have a salute here. We'd like to salute Miss Irma Hogswater of Canton, who said no for so many years she almost messed up her wedding.
Oh, boy. They don't call her Irma Hogswaller for nothing, do they?
I think I need a new humor writer, don't you?
7:47. You don't have the same humor writer that Kent has, do you?
Kent has one. I didn't notice.
Dire Straits on Kiss FM. Kiss FM. It's 10 away from the hour right now.
I am the tasteless Patrick W. Garrett.
I am the equally tasteless John Stevens. Maybe
yes,
I ought to rub my body down in coconut oil. I'm not tasteless anymore. Well, I think I better quit while I'm ahead. Good morning, Miss Pinkerton. How are you doing this morning?
On Kiss FM.
I was wondering who he was. You know, I mean, having this guy do the news every morning. I'm glad he finally identified himself. No, we're just kidding, Bob.
It's four away from the hour right now. We have a morning mystery oldie winner right
yes,
now.
Yes, we do, don't we?
Let's check in on the Kiss telephone. Hello, Kiss FM.
Hi there.
Hi there. Holler.
How are you?
We're fine. How you doing?
Just fine.
I'm feeling real goofy this morning. How about you?
I hear that.
Hey, where are you calling from?
Candler.
Now, what's the name of our morning mystery oldie?
I Am a Rat by Simon and Garfunkel.
Right, you are. Yo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What, Johnny Olson, tell her what she's won.
She has won herself a Kiss FM long sleeve jersey shirt.
Good, I could use that.
Okay, that'll keep you good,
right? It's cold out here.
What's your name?
Kathy.
Kathy, what's your favorite radio station?
Kiss FM.
It's exactly 8 o'clock.
And we're WKSF, Asheville, Hendersonville, Greenville, Spartanburg. Yes. My name is Pat.
That's John here, and we got the Hippo Sisters on the radio.
Well, they're related to Ken.
Just don't, hope they don't sit on you too hard. You might not be able to hear your stereo. Kiss FM at 3 after 8. Let's see who else we can offend this morning. We've done a pretty good job.
Yeah,
so
we've offended
far.
A lot of people on Twitter. We offended the members of Heart already.
We got Connie Francis earlier. And
yeah.
Well, we're just going to be really obnoxious.
We're going to pick it on Kent, too.
See, he's out of town. He can't do nothing about it.
Yeah, we haven't picked on Bill today. It's going to be so cold tonight, Bill's temperature will cool off.
99.9 Kiss FM, 7 after 8. Pat, we picked on everybody this morning. Let's see.
We left out.
Look at who we've left
out. Oh, we forgot to pick on John Oliver this morning.
Yeah, we got to get John Oliver.
If you're ready to party, you can join Kiss FM's party director, John Oliver. He'll be at Tracer's this Friday night. Fantastic Fridays featuring 99-cent drinks and 99-cent beer after midnight. 99-cent dates with John after midnight. Says here, everyone you know or ever would want to know will be there, which I guess means we could go by there and meet the three former Beatles. You know, Ronald Reagan will probably be there. Just all the greatest people in the world. You
there
know,
you
the 1985 Washington Redskins hang out there. You know, I mean, everybody you'd ever want to meet will be there tonight.
You know why? John Oliver never takes a shower, don't you?
Why?
Because showers cloud up his mirror. You know. From a friend.
I think those rumors are running rampant once again here.
It's 12 after 8 on Kiss FM.
Song's about K.O. Pectate. You take it for the runs.
Oh,
and,
no. Well, we are tasteless. We are tacky.
I know.
Is that why the phone's not ringing this morning?
Probably so.
Oh, boy. So you say you used to work with somebody that called, what you call that group there?
She called them the Rio Speedwagon.
The Rio Speedwagon.
The Rio Speedwagon. This was in Wilmington, North Carolina. This girl I worked with, she did all nights. Her name was Sherelle.
Did she sing that girl group back in the 60s?
I think she did. I'm not sure, but that's what she's called. The Rio Speedwagon, and she'd play the Beach Boys' Sloop John B. and say, that was the Slop John Blues. And who else were some of them? She had Lightfoot Gordon.
How about Todd Rundgren?
Yeah, she called him Rundgren Todd.
that boy got a strange name.
And what was that song by? Willie and Julio.
So all the girls have loved before?
Yeah, she'd play that, and she'd go, that'd be Julio and Nelson.
Kiss FM, hello.
Hi.
Hey.
I got that for you.
Okay.
Okay, there was this doe, female deer.
A what?
A doe.
Oh, she's a gay. Okay, a doe. Go ahead.
And she was running out of the woods, and she was passing in a path, and she goes, phew, I'll never do that for two bucks again. Oh!
I guess we ought to tell him what you get if you cross a doe with a pickle, now, should we? That's too tasteless even for us.
Bill,
don't say that, please.
It's 13 after 8 right now.
Yeah, we make too much money here to get fired.
Listen, if you want to get your birthday on the radio, give us a call, okay? Well,
right now.
Sorry about that. FM at 8:17.
We ought to just leave the mic on in between the records. I mean, what we talk about in here between the songs is more interesting than what we do here on the air.
Then we would be fired. Kiss FM with the Thompson Twins.
Lay your glands on me.
Woo! 20 after.
I've got it. Let's go. And windy. High today 55, low tonight 35, and the high tomorrow on the mountains around 50 degrees. In Greenville, mostly sunny today, fair tonight, partly cloudy tomorrow. High today on the upstate 52, 35, the low tonight, 55, the high tomorrow. Right now, 26 degrees in Greenville, 19 in Asheville. I'm Bob Williams, and you're up to date on Kiss FM.
We're planning on using that as the intro to your newscast.
Hey, that's
from
not
now
bad,
on,
really.
You know, I kind of like that, too. You know,
yeah.
Kiss FM. It's John Stevens and Pat Garrett, special guest disc jockey here on the radio. It's 8:31 right now.
I won the opportunity to do this in a raffle last week. It's the reason I'm here this week.
He got the booby prize. How about some inventions that never caught on, huh?
Oh, is this another of these fascinating Inquirer articles
the
here?
The Solar Rover.
The Solar Rover.
A solar heated doghouse to keep the pooch warm in the winter.
A solar heated doghouse.
It was a dog on the market for one good reason, though.
What's that?
It cost $850 for a doghouse. Only a dozen of them were sold, actually. Or how about the I can't say that word. The La Valtropamina Nut Roaster.
Boy, it must be expensive if it's that hard to pronounce.
The 6950 gadget not only burned everything it was supposed to roast, but burned the hand of the user as well. And for the
needless
person
to say, it roasted his nuts, right?
Okay, here's the best one of all, though. The laser beam mousetrap.
The laser beam mousetrap.
They finally invented the better mousetrap.
It must work like the Star Wars defense system or something.
It worked just like an ordinary mousetrap, except for one thing. The spring was tripped when a rodent interrupted the laser beam that was trained on the bait. And the price tag was a little prohibitive, too, you see. $1,150. I mean, no, $1,500, excuse me. A $1,500 mousetrap. No wonder it never caught on.
Or caught any mice, either.
Boy, I tell you what, I gotta get one of those nut roasters right now. Here's Aretha Franklin on Kiss. Kiss FM.
Out on the freeway of love.
Yeah, looking for some of that stuff there.
The road on which Kent Compton is a Mack truck.
Yeah, you got the freeway of love cruising around. Your kind of luck. You find somebody who wants to spend the night with their clothes on, you know? 22 away from
kind of an inside joke here this morning.
22. Maybe I better hit the button. What do you think?
Maybe you ought to hit the button before we start talking about Jesus nightlights again.
Pepsi.
99.9 Kiss FM.
Chrissy's Hind and the Pretenders.
That's Kent Compton's favorite aerobic song there. He likes
does aerobics. What does it register on the Richter scale? Whatever he does.
8:49 right now.
Kiss FM. Weather.
What's the weather forecast? I cannot read it around the corner. Ah, here it is. It's coming to me in a dream. It's partly clear this morning, a high 53 to 58. Later on in the day today, mostly cloudy, maybe some rain. Coming in the evening hours tonight. Overnight low tonight, 35 to 40. Then partly clear once again tomorrow, high near 52. Greenville, Spartanburg, and Anderson now clear in 27. And at Asheville, clear at 22. And
here she comes. Sorry about that. Tonight. Okay, Pat Gerd on the organ here. Kiss FM.
Really like the station since our boss had the pipe organ installed in the studio here, don't you? It's kind of like being in the Mormon tabernacle.
Though in our case, it's the moron tabernacle. Here's Asia at Kiss FM. Kiss FM is 8:57 right now. Pat, we want to dedicate this song right here to all the guys stationed on the Nautilus.
On the Nautilus?
Yeah, they're going down.
Yeah, I see that. Or all the people that managed to get into an elevator when Kent hops on.
So we'll play Going Down next to Maneater. That's a nice segue. It's 9 o'clock on WKSF.
That's just what segment of the audience are we trying to appeal to by doing this, anyway?
9 o'clock on WKSF FM.
Asheville, Hendersonville, Greenville, Spartanburg. My name is Pat.
I'm John Stevens.
And both of us are out of our minds.
Maybe even out of our jobs. Minutes after 9 o'clock right now.
Patrick W. Garrett, John Stevens with you until 10 o'clock this morning. Who's stuck with coming in at 10 this morning?
I think that's Dawn's detail today. Here comes Night Ranger on Kiss FM. Kiss FM at 9:09.
A couple of happy birthdays today. Some of our listeners celebrating today. Mandy Morrow from Leicester, 5 today. Eric Kilstrom's from Brevard, he's 26. Rochelle Todita is 11. She's from Asheville. A couple of celebrity birthdays today as well. Isaac Asimov, the author, 66. Roger Miller, the singer, is 50 today. Evangelist Jim Baker's 47.
I bet he's going to celebrate in style today.
Happy birthday to all of them. Happy birthday also to opera singer Renata Tabaldi.
Hey,
64 today. I mean, with a name like that, you either have to be an opera singer or a kicker in the NFL.
Really? I bet Jim and Tammy are going to take a champagne bubble bath to celebrate. What do you think? 99.9 Kiss FM. Pat, give out those request line phone numbers so somebody can call us.
Okay, if you want to call us here at Asheville, it's 228. Wait a minute. I've forgotten what our phone number is.
Then we better do it on the next record. What do you think? If you have a request, call it in right now.
Give me the idiot card.
Kiss FM 99.9. We finally find Jackson Brown when he's not depressed. Can you believe that?
I don't believe that. That's amazing.
He's in a good mood, finally.
I better not say that. I don't want to get us fired.
21 after 9 o'clock with Jackson Brown and Clarence Clemons. And you're a friend of mine at Kiss FM.
Kiss FM.
It's partly clear all day today with a high 53 to 58, then cloudy, maybe some rain overnight tonight, low 35 to 40, partly clear tomorrow, high near 52. Greenville, Spartanburg, and Anderson clear now, about 30 down there, and Asheville clear at 25. Kiss FM.
With Whitney in Houston. Baby. 99.9 Kiss FM. Boy, we're talking about all kinds of appetizing.
No, perfect conversation matter for this time of the morning, isn't it?
9:37 right now is Tamara.
Everybody dance! An effect they achieve by having a beer party and locking the bathroom door.
Kiss FM at 9:42.
And if you're ready to party, we have the thing for you to do. You can join Kiss FM's party director, John Oliver. He's going to be at Tracer's this Friday night for Fantastic Friday.
All you little blonde cheerleaders, come down now.
Yeah, John likes cheerleaders. I understand he went out with one last night, woke up this morning, and his pom-poms were sore.
Uh-oh. 9:42 right now. 18 away from the hour of 10 o'clock. Here's Mike and the Mechanics. 99.9 Kiss FM. Sit around, eat chop suey all day long. Little China Girl by David Bowie. It's 9 away from 10 o'clock.
We think he's a boy. He may just be a girl.
He ain't sure either.
Can't really tell about him. You know, he's
one thing one day, something
like
else
Bill thing. Says, David, both ways, Bowie.
Yes, 9 away from 10 o'clock right now. Now, we were telling you about Tracers and John Pliver.
Yes, John Pliver and Tracers. he's going to be here this and every Friday night for Fantastic Fridays featuring 99-cent drinks, 99-cent beer after midnight. Everyone you know or would ever want to know will be there, especially our party director, John Pliver.
Pliver, yeah. When you see about their call of John Pliver, that's just...
It's all arose from a typo one day, and now we've renamed the man.
So they were a famous concert pianist or something.
Yes,
huh?
Good old John Pliver, the party director. Anywhere there's a party in our listening area, you can count on John to be there.
I heard that.
You are...
I like the new idea our sales staff has of running two commercials at once. You can increase the revenue that way. It's... partly clear this morning, a high 53 to 58. Later on today, mostly cloudy, maybe some rain in the evening, a low 35 to 40. Then partly clear tomorrow, high 52. Greenville, Spartanburg, and Anderson now clear 32, even freezing. Asheville, clear 27 at Kiss FM.
Kiss FM, that's it for us today. Dawn's on next to continue a... Well, this is a one-hour music jam we're on? Yeah, 1 hour. Pretty
more
good.
For your money here, I mean, really.
Now, Brother Bill embarrassed me on the air yesterday, so I'm going to embarrass him today. Here comes Charlie Sexton and Beat So Lonely, the story of Brother Bill's love life.
Yeah, if Bill were here, he'd say, another night with Five Finger Dallas.
Have yourself a good day now.